There were few houses in those early days that didn't have their bit of greenery. Even log cabins sported a shrub, a few flowers, a tree. Ever since first sight of the forest primeval, a reverence for nature has been deeply rooted in the American soul. That reverence is beautifully expressed in Joyce Kilmer's famous tribute to trees. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. But what is a tree without the sight of children climbing it, skinning their knees, chinning themselves on its branches? American homes and trees were well supplied with children, for the pioneers believed in king-sized families. Few poems have captured the feeling of childhood in 19th century America with as much charm as The Barefoot Boy by John Greenleaf Whittier.